Thank you. Watching sparrows fly. I watch the birds as they make their way. They're flying kind of free. And I wish it were.
whatever happened to the notion of love in our public discourse? Whatever happened to the notion of love in our comedy, in the work that we do? Whatever happened to this notion of love for everyday people? And you're the first comedian I think I've ever talked to in all the interviews I've done that used the word love anywhere in the conversation. I want to come back because that didn't get lost on me. Okay. When you say, when you throw the word love out in this conversation, where your work as a comedian is concerned, what does that mean? Love factor into what you do?
It means the world. It means everything in your being. It means that you can't not do it without having that type of passion. That's an emotion, man, that you can't find on no shelf. That's something that's within. And everybody's doing it for fictitious reasons, for dollars and cents. You know, you have to love what you're doing. Everybody calls themselves a doctor. You can't be a doctor if you don't know the entire part of the body. You can't have do nothing. I love what I'm doing. I've dreamt of it. I never thought that I'd be doing it on this level. Mm-hmm. I saw Bill Cosby. That motivated me to be. My mother was dying with cancer and was crying. I tell that story all the time. Mm-hmm. And I climbed on my mother's lap and I was wiping the tears off her face. And I asked my mother, I said, "Mama, why are you crying?" And she said, "Nothing, son." At that same moment, Ed Sullivan said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bill Cosby." Bill Cosby came on and he was doing a routine about snakes in the bathroom, you see? And he was talking to the people, you know, and he was sitting up there. And my mother started laughing, crying the same time. And I sat there and I saw my mother laughing. I started laughing. And at the end of Bill Cosby's segment, I said, and I'm not messing with you. I said, "Mama, that's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be a comedian." She said, "I believe you, son." I said, "So you'll never cry again." Thank you.
running all down through my mind. Helpless like a baby, sensual disguise. And I can't help but love you. It's getting better all the time.
Thank you. keep.